Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
They got a jet. They actually, honest to God, got a jet. Union Local School District, not just any jet, but a very special jet, an F-16 Thunderbird. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and we've got three very special people here. You can actually see the show, a Facebook live stream. Just go to Dimitri. That's D-I-M-I-T-R-I. There are lots of fake Dimitris out there now because I'm so popular. Look for the one that has seven... I'm sorry, Dirk. Did I say something funny?
No, you're doing fine. You're doing good. I love
it.
Keep
going.
Keep going. Keep going.
With 7,500 followers, look for that one. I'm here with Dirk Davis, village administrator of Bethesda, one of the finest village administrators that Bethesda has had in the last few weeks. Also, Pete Pusek, former Bethesda chief of police, a lifelong Bel Air resident, also a member of Union Local Rotary Club, and Taylor Fresnelli, owner of West Tollgate, a legendary marketing public relations firm that everybody should start using. And we are talking about Union Local School District actually getting... a real live, honest to God, jet. It's amazing. Now, when we left it off here, Pete was going to explain to us what plane they wanted to give you first.
Well, I get Scott Mumper, the late Scott Mumper. He got me in contact with the Navy Yard in D.C., and I spoke to a gentleman there who directed me to a woman, and I cannot remember her name, in Pensacola, Florida, at the Naval Air Station. And after a few conversations, and this is in 2019, they immediately offered Union Local an E6 intruder, or an A6 intruder. It was an A6 intruder.
What's that?
Okay, it's an attack plane that the Navy uses. I think they might still use it, to be honest with you. It was an older one, very popular in the Vietnam War era. And they also had an A7 Corsair. Either one were immediate.
Corsair
use.
From World War II?
No, the jet version.
Oh, okay.
Vietnam era again. And good that you know that. That really impressed me.
Doesn't take much, does it?
No.
Doesn't take much at all.
Yeah, wow. I was like, wow.
It's flushing.
No, I'm orange because I ate lots of squash. That's pretty much what it is.
So, couple of the guys really wanted Air Force planes, especially one that sat on our board immediately. And the jet moniker for UL has always been an Air Force plane.
Sure.
So that ultimately ended us up at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And we got assigned a liaison, and she introduced a packet to us that we needed to fill out. And so my wife and I sat down and we filled out the packet. And Dirk and I found out later on, most people just don't follow the boxes. Well, all we did was follow all the boxes. And we filled the whole thing out. My wife wrote the application, and, you know.
We should have her here then, because she's really the brains of the operation.
She kind of
like
the brains.
What do you mean, kind of? What do you mean, kind of? Boy, you are tough on her.
She's starting her 40.
Martha.
She's starting her 42nd year of teaching.
Why isn't she here? Taylor, why isn't she here? Why isn't Martha here?
We can get here quick. We can get rid of Pete and get Martha here.
This is unbelievable to me. Martha, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
And you want me to plug my business.
I do want you to plug it.
And I set this up, and I didn't even think to have Martha.
Martha is a teacher, and then everything we do, she takes a red pen out and grades
it. She read the 42 years. She's starting her last year.
Taylor, bring her back, just the two of you.
All right.
That would be great.
Martha, you watching?
That would be
great. She's watching. See, we only live a mile from here. So.
Really? Yeah.
What do you got tomorrow morning?
Actually, I'm booked tomorrow morning, but you have your people talk with my people, and we will talk. You can tell she doesn't listen to the show because I'm live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Start listening to talk radio,
right,
young lady.
Well, move the time of the show.
Anyway, so anyway, they try to stick you with an inferior plane.
A Navy plane.
Yeah.
So we applied for an F-16, and we were awarded our letter in August of 21, mm-hmm. Saying that, you know, we would be, you know, in 3 to 5 years, we would be issued an F-16. So
they actually said this, really?
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to back up. We had a board member named Terry Pupari, all right, and he was an Air Force man.
Right.
And he says, You're not getting an Navy plane.
We, I know that name. American Legion?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Belmont. We helped save that American Legion. That's right. That's
Belmont.
Right. Cheryl and yes.
Yeah, oh. I think he's a Belmont commander.
They're lovely women there. They really are.
But Terry says, hey, we're not putting a Navy plane here. We're going to put an Air Force plane here.
Wow. Jeez.
That's when he was on the UL board. Holy cow. Very good man.
Man, yeah. is there a lot of competition between Navy aviators in the Navy and pilots in the Air Force?
Air Force, right.
What is the difference other than snob appeal?
Snob appeal.
That's about it.
The aviators get to land on moving ships, and
that's at night. That's got to be an unbelievable.
I can only imagine.
I can't. Oh my goodness!
I'd
gracious.
Do it. Fun. Oh, it's got to be fun.
Jeez. Okay. Was this plane ever in a wreck? The one that you're getting?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm just wondering what kind of condition
they
it was
all
in.
They all get damaged. Just from. Like a car, just like normal use. You have to look at them. They're just like vehicles. You know, they just have different protocols.
There's no way you can fly that thing, though, right?
No. It could probably even be flown right now, but as soon as the engine's done, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of what they do to it before it comes to us. I do know what they do to it.
Why not? What's the big secret?
Well,
nobody's going to hear this and go...
They're just going to take everything out of it. We get the shell.
Yeah, we get the shell. It's going to be called demilled.
You don't get the engine?
No. No, the engine will be...
put that in another plane.
Another plane.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
too
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Unless you want to pay more taxes and buy more engines.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, the engine will be reused.
Okay.
You know, actually, the major avionics components, they all get refurbished and put on a shelf for use. I mean, they don't get rid of that stuff, you know, because it's going to be around for a long time.
Okay.
You know?
Dirk was going to say something before he started mocking me about the number of followers I have.
She is, too.
No, I was laughing because I...
Because why,
I'm
Taylor?
Having a mental episode. That's why I'm laughing.
This is a mental episode. You picked a great PR person. Guys, I gotta tell you. Oh, yeah, West Tollgate. I'm having a mental episode. Let's tell everybody on Facebook.
Hire me.
I'll get right. Look at me. I'm foaming at the mouth. I'm banging at the moon. I'm Taylor Frisnelli. All right, so, Dirk, you had some problems with people, right?
Well, not really some problems.
You told me during the break there were problems.
What it is you asked a question about negativity and things like that.
Yes,
there is negativity out there. Yeah. But what I want to stress to you, Dimitri, is, I didn't know which one I was talking to because you said it was seven of you. Anyway.
7,500 followers.
Oh, he's okay. Facebook profiles.
Oh, yeah. The other. Oh, yeah. Okay.
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 So,
what a sense of humor he's got there, huh?
Yeah, so
that's
we
good.
Get him out of here.
What it is, all this donations is all by the alumni. There's nothing. No money comes out of the school. There's no taxes. No nothing. It's all money from alumni from 1960 clear up to hopefully
private
today.
All 100% private contributions.
Yeah,
that's great.
The older the people are, the grads, the alumni, the more money they give because they don't have kids and they got more money and things like that. And hopefully the younger ones will
come
about.
Was there one person who wrote a big check?
There's one person, and I can't mention their name.
Of course you can.
Donna Lewis. I can't print. You know, Belmont Mills.
God bless Belmont Mills.
Her husband was James Lewis. That's her son. And Bobby was a proponent, him and his brother J.I. and their dad back in 1960.
How much did they donate?
$25,000, I'll tell you.
Wow. Jeez. Man, that is amazing.
Yes, that's amazing.
I think for the naysayers, you know, on this project, when you look at this and they say, well, it wasn't needed, or even some will say it wasn't wanted, very clearly, this is a community effort because it's done solely by donors. There's $93,000 to show that the community did want this.
Yeah,
and you need more.
And you need more money. And the thing of it is, $93,000, I'd buy you a nice truck.
Yeah.
In today's prices.
Yeah.
You know, that $93,000, people say, well, that the school needs money, but that $93,000 ain't going to help that school, you know, because they cut programs, they cut teachers' jobs because of the economy and not passing levies. UL has to pass, we need levies. We need a levy over there. And because costs are going up, repairs needs to be done, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But 93,000, and we're trying to reach the goal of 125,000 so we can put a plaza there. And then you have to have a minimum.
A plaza?
And we're going to build a plaza around it. And then we're going to have a donation wall. But you $50 or more, we have a program, you know, gold, platinum, et cetera, silver. And the higher up is, you get higher up on the board. We can't make our mind up between a black granite wall or put bricks in and put their names on. We like to do it in years, like 1960, 61, 62.
If you do bricks, don't use the bricks that were used by Bob Nutting and the Pittsburgh Pirates. They disintegrated after a few years. I'm not joking about that. Get really good quality bricks. Lelini, talk with Randy Lelini. Tell him Dimitri sent you and say, we need really good bricks, not Bob Nutting bricks, but what is with your legs?
Squashed here. I'm doing my best to be comfortable.
You're not doing a very good job of it, I must tell you. Is it the gum? Losing the gum?
I think so. It might be.
Okay. She actually came in here chewing gum.
Because that's the rhythm she has.
Is that the rhythm? Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Good. But get good bricks. So that's actually a great donor thing.
Yes, we've had some great donors, but $50 or more will get your name on the wall, or the higher up, the better.
Yeah.
But
giving you an hour of airtime would be worth probably $10,000-$15,000 based on my rate card. So I'm guessing mine will be. I'm sorry. What was that, Taylor?
Right at the top. We'll put you right at the top.
My thoughts.
We'll put your name on the jet.
Would you?
Well, here.
That would be awesome.
Here's what I was going to ask you.
She's mocking.
Sir.
She doesn't actually mean that, does she?
No, yes, she does. I was going to ask you. Daddy is a graduate of Union Local.
I'm not going to hold that against you.
And I'm not going to hold that against anybody because I played ball with him and I know.
Yeah. He's actually, all kidding aside, but, look, I call him, to be fair, I call him Bloom Dummy and the Mistake by the Lake and Cleveland and all that. But in fairness, all kidding aside, when the mic is off, he's actually a good guy. I actually like him. I have no problem with him. He's a good, decent guy. He's a great father. But that doesn't work for radio. So it's Bloom Dummy as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm going to challenge between...
We're almost out of time in this break.
Bloom Daddy and you for a donation. We'll see which one goes higher.
I've just given you an hour. How much did he give you?
That is true.
I'm just giving you an hour, my friend. Gave you an hour. Anyway, worth $10,000. An hour on his show is about $250. All right. Anyway, and I'm being generous here. So, once again, if people want to join your organization, the Union Local...
Afterburners.
What is an afterburner, by the way?
The afterburner is the end of the jet engine where they dump more fuel in to make the plane go faster. That's the easiest explanation.
If you ever see the flame come out of the back end of the dual engines, that's the afterburn.
That's an afterburner.
Afterburner.
Afterburner means super speed.
Right.
Oh, how fast does this plane go?
I think the F-16's max speed is around 1,200 miles an hour.
Which is that a Mach?
Be like Mach, let's see.
Almost 2 Mach. 700?
Yeah, it'd be about like Mach 0.6, right. 0.8, somewhere in there.
Did you ever go up in one of those?
I did not, no. Oh,
man, that must be really a trip.
Yeah, they say it's a lot of fun.
You're afraid, aren't you?
No, I have my own plane.
What? You have your own plane? A jet?
No.
Oh, of course not.
No.
Okay, but really, you do?
Yeah, an ultralight. Yeah, sure.
It pedals it and it flies.
Yeah, I pedal it and it flies. No. It's got a. It's a real airplane.
Taylor, you didn't tell me about these two guys. You just said, "Oh yes, they know everything." You didn't tell me what I was getting into.
My job is getting them through the door.
Yeah.
Anything that happens in the chairs,
you wash your hands.
That's for you to figure out.
Yeah, that's okay. She's washed her hands of all of this. I can't say that I blame her. Taylor Fresnelli, owner of West Tollgate, and a quick plug for that marketing. What do you do?
West Tollgate. We're here to elevate your brand's presence, whether that's online, social media management, web design. Also brochures, billboards, located in Morristown. You can find us on Facebook, w.tollgate.
w.tollgate. By all means, get in touch with Taylor. She's very good. So we've got some more coming up. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to close off your mics here for a second. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. That will be Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. No Thursdays, Taylor. No Thursdays. Nice try. And also, you can watch the Facebook Live stream. You can see these three characters. They're waving at the Facebook. Oh, would you stop? What the? Jeez.